91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A day after Don Drummond released his report on Ontario's finances, questions are starting to emerge about what action the Ontario government will take to slay the deficit. One of the recommendations was to limit colleges and universities to a 1.5% annual spending increase until 2016-2017. Loyalist College President Maureen Piercy says it's too early to speculate what the impact will be on Loyalists.
Now, there are 30 recommendations for post-secondary alone, and they may choose to implement all of them, some of them, or none of them. So it's kind of stay tuned in terms of a specific impact on Loyalists.
Piercy says that she will continue to be in contact with colleagues at the ministry and others to discuss the impact the recommendations could have. Drummond made more than 360 recommendations in his report. An internal government report reveals most of the inmates in a Honduran prison destroyed by fire this week had never been charged, let alone convicted. The report says 57% of the inmates were either awaiting trial or being held as suspected gang members. Tuesday night's fire killed 358 inmates, making it the world's deadliest prison fire in a century. A Nigerian who tried to blow up an international flight near Detroit on behalf of Al-Qaeda has been sentenced to life in prison with no parole. The mandatory punishment was never in doubt after he pleaded guilty in October. The 25-year-old says the bomb in his underwear was a blessed weapon to avenge poorly treated Muslims worldwide. A BC judge will sentence the first person convicted of participating in the Stanley Cup riot today. Tamsin Bergsman gives us the details.
Ryan Dickinson's lawyer says the 20-year-old is the product of a broken home, and because he regrets his actions the night of June 15, he should only go to jail for 1 year. But a Crown lawyer has pushed for a harsher punishment, saying Dickinson should get as many as 18 months for his role. She described the mob that tore through downtown Vancouver as a home invasion of the whole community. Dickinson has admitted to destroying a police car with a newspaper box and tossing a mannequin through a store window. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
The Mounties say they won't be laying any charges after a family dog killed a newborn in Alberta. The dog attacked the baby boy yesterday morning inside the family's home. Police say the child died last night in a Calgary hospital of traumatic injuries. Sergeant Patricia Neely says there is no sign of negligence on the family's part. The husky is in quarantine until the family and bylaw officers decide if it should be put down. And the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced a new program to reduce emissions of common pollutants. The U.S. and Canada, along with four other countries, will try to combat global warming. Environment Minister Peter Kent says the alliance will work to reduce emissions and help counter climate change.
Action on short-lived climate pollutants will have clear benefits for particularly vulnerable regions like the Canadian Arctic. The fragile Arctic environment is susceptible to the impacts of short-lived climate pollutants, which may be partly responsible for the accelerated warming trend that we are recording there.
The five-year initiative was prompted by the slow pace of international climate change talks. In sports, tonight in local action, Wellington visits Kingston to face off with the Voyageurs. The Dukes lead that series 1-0. Also, Napanee is home to Port Hope. The Port Hope Panthers lead that series 2-0. Two Canadian teams in the NHL are in action tonight as the league presents a 7-game schedule. The Winnipeg Jets are in Minnesota and the Calgary Flames visit Dallas. Winnipeg goes into their game 6 points out of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Calgary is 1 point behind 8th-place Phoenix in the West. A quiet night in the NBA with only 3 games on the schedule. The Chicago Bulls will entertain the Boston Celtics. Chicago needs a win to avoid falling into a tie with idle Miami for top spot in the Eastern Conference. New Jersey visits Indiana and the LA Clippers are in Portland. The Toronto Raptors return to action tomorrow night against the visiting Charlotte Bobcats. The IOC says the 5 cities in the running to host the 2020 Olympics have submitted their bids on time. Tokyo, Madrid, Istanbul, Doha, and Baku, Azerbaijan are competing to host the Games. The IOC will decide a winner in September. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Now on to weather. Tonight, 1 degree with some rain expected to continue overnight. Tomorrow, 2 degrees and partly cloudy. And for the weekend, some snow expected to fall on Saturday and a mainly sunny Sunday. At 4:03, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 5 o'clock.